been holding me back. I know I can treat you better.
The Prince of Pickering, is that what people call him?
Sure.
If they don't, they should. Is that what they call him? The Prince of Pickering. Yeah, he is.
I think it's like on a highway sign somewhere.
It should be. They should rename Pickering Shawn Mendes. He's coming to Toronto. He's making a long commute down the 401. He lives downtown. It's fine. He's playing Budweiser stage. That's going to be a very short commute for him from his condo.
This is true. We know that he's been seen. He's been spotted. Look, Budweiser stage is exciting. It's all happening September 28th. And this is a smaller venue than what we know he could play. He could do two back-to-back sold-out shows at Rogers Center if he feels like it.
For sure. But instead, he's doing an intimate show at Budweiser stage, 16,000 and change. This is going to be a very hot ticket. Pre-sale is today. We have free tickets. How about that?
Yeah. That means you could win the tickets before the regular public can buy the tickets. How about that? All you got to do is be listening in the 7 o'clock hour. And when you hear a Shawn Mendes song, all you got to do is text us the word tickets to 981-981. Tickets and your full name to 981-981. And you're in to win those tickets.
Shawn Mendes tickets coming up at 7. Oh, checks watch. It's 6:59. Yeah. We're about to open up the window. When you hear Shawn Mendes, text tickets and your full name to 981-981. There you go. It is 7 o'clock, 17 degrees. It's going to be a beauty day. Here's Eva.
Good morning. Double the duties on Canadian steel and aluminum are now in effect. It comes after U.S. President Trump signed an executive order yesterday escalating the levies on imports from Canada from 25 to 50%. Canadian steel and aluminum industries say doubling the tariffs will have a devastating impact, and economists warn it could lead to cost increases for Americans. A shooting in Toronto's Lawrence Heights neighborhood has left one man dead and five others injured. Police say it happened just after 8:30 last night, and there were multiple suspects. The victims range in age from 18 to 40. On X, Mayor Olivia Chow says she was disturbed by the news. Police are asking witnesses to come forward. Wildfire-affected areas in Manitoba and Saskatchewan likely won't get much rain in the coming days. The Manitoba government says while some wet weather was expected across the northern part of the province, it wouldn't be enough to significantly suppress the wildfires. More than 30,000 people in those provinces have been forced to leave their homes. In sports, it's the Oilers and Panthers for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight at 8, and the Jays lost to the Phillies 8-3. They play again tonight. CHFI weather. Today, hot, humid, hazy, with a risk of late day storms, a high of 30, Humidex 35. Tonight, chance of showers, low of 17. And on Thursday, cloudy with showers and a high of 22. Right now, it's 16 degrees. Well, ongoing problems right now, East 401 from Harmony to Curtis. It's completely shut down still because of a collision. The southbound Harmony ramp to the East 401 also closed off. It is jammed up on the East 401 from Thixton to Harmony, where you're forced off the highway. West 401 at Highway 8 in Cambridge, single lane construction causing delays. And Markham and Lawrence traffic lights are flashing.
So how's it been going with Camp Beaker Deep while I was gone?
I did not lose once while you were gone.
Come on.
Yeah, even though Steph always tries to sabotage me.
Okay.
Didn't happen.
All right, so I'm the...
Along, $1,000 of my money is on the line in Camp Beaker Deep.
All you got to do is text WIN. Again, this is at 830 WIN and your full name to 981-981. And maybe you're taking $1,000 of Gurdeep's money. Also, this hour, you want to be listening for a Shawn Mendes song.
Yeah, when you hear us play Shawn Mendes in the 7 o'clock hour, text tickets and your full name to 981-981. You might get a call from us.
You'll only come out at night, lean and hungry tight. Nothing new, I've seen or hear before. Watching a wedding, she's sitting with you, but her eyes are on the door. So many are paid to see what you think, you get it for free. The woman's wild, she can't tame by the perfect jaguar. Money's the matter, if you're in it for love, you ain't gonna get too far. Oh, here she comes, watch out boy. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Oh, yeah.
98.1.
CHFI.
I just got back from a girls' trip in Spain, and the flight back was horrible. Not the airline. My seatmate.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what happened next.
I want to hold you close. Don't want to let you go. Be with you night and day. Because I've been feeling so low. Don't have to ask me twice. You really take me there. I want to touch your light. I want to breathe in your.
Jordan Gurdeep Show, 9 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's already 17. We could be touching 30 today.
You're listening to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
On 98.1 CHFI.
So I just got back from a girls' trip in Spain. It
girls
was great.
Trip.
Yes, got on the flight, and I was the one who was not sitting with the rest of the girls. We had an odd number.
I feel like we spent enough time together.
Yes, yes. But I sat in a seat, and there was nobody beside me. I had the window seat.
That's the best.
And there was nobody in the aisle seat, and I was like, okay. And you know, everybody's done this, right? You're doing the countdown to when they close the doors, and you're like, please, nobody come. Please, nobody come. Please, nobody come.
Put your feet up.
Yeah, and they're about like 2 minutes from closing everything up, and it's being, you know, because I don't see anybody else moving on the plane. And then this guy comes running in, and he's like in a huff. Like, obviously, he probably had a connecting flight. And comes and sits right beside me. And as soon as he sits down, just this like waft of BO just comes my way. Like,
no.
And in fairness, the guy was running. He's sweating. Fine. I thought maybe it would dissipate.
The BO would clear.
No. It was so bad. It was like, it really bad to the point where I was like, is this ever going to go away? Did this man shower?
He was just lingering like the beast?
It was lingering. And this is an 8-hour flight. Okay,
An
8-hour flight. And the first thing he did when he sat down, he took his socks off.
No,
what?
No,
he
no.
took his socks off.
That's not okay.
So now,
shoes and socks?
So now I'm smelling BO and the smell of his feet.
Did he give you the courtesy, like, look at you to see, like, if it's okay? He just...
No. And then...
What?
I've never seen that.
And then, so I'm already like, this is bad. I asked for a blanket. I have a blanket now that I'm wearing. I put my hoodie on.
You think the blanket's going to protect you?
Well, I'm...
It's not a force shield.
Well, eventually, I was like, it's, some way I'm going to have to, like, go under the covers or something to get away from this. But then, I promise you, it's a trifecta. It's always a trifecta.
What else?
So we've got the BO, we've got the feet, the smelly feet, and then... The gas.
No, what? No, you're lying.
Loud, like not even trying to, you know, disguise it. It's loud. It's proud. It's so stinky. I had to put my hood on, put the blanket over my face. Now I'm just eyeballs.
But belching or
no.
From the other side.
The other end.
Wow. And it wasn't even like silent.
No,
but deadly.
It was loud and proud. And I had I wanted to still watch movies on my screen. So you just see eyes. And then it got so bad because you're right. The blanket doesn't protect you. I went and I got hand cream out of my bag and I just started like putting hand cream on my hands so I could just smell my own hands.
Now you're masking it and it's like flowers and all those things.
Yes. Did he not like register that this was happening, that the person beside me is covering up every way she can?
I don't know. I made no eye contact. I didn't look over. I didn't even leave my seat for 8 hours. I had to go to the bathroom. I couldn't go because
didn't
I was
you
like.
Ask to move or was it packed?
I didn't want to walk past him. I was just, and then eventually I had to. It was
so
it
no
was
word
horrible.
Was exchanged for 8 hour flight. No, hey, how's it going? Hey, what's, could you mind putting nothing?
No, just no. And I feel bad even saying this. Like I know, like, you know, some people can't help it or whatever, but it was 8 hours.
Man. But if you have to pass gas like that, maybe like if for the courtesy of your seatmate, maybe get up, go to the bathroom, do it there. And then come back to your seat?
Maybe. That's what you should do.
Yeah. Like, I mean, listen, sometimes the plane that makes a lot of noise, a lot of rumbling, maybe he's thinking like, I can let one slide by here. No one's going to hear it.
No, I heard it.
For 8 hours.
No, I heard it. Oh. And I had headphones on. No, I'm kidding.
This is the type of, there's like pages like passenger shaming and these are stories I've only seen on Instagram. And I'm like, is this real? You lived this? BO, socks off, and then cutting them audibly and...
And
florally.
And it coming in my direction. I'm sure I'm not the only one who this has happened to.
Okay, have you ever had a seatmate like this? A worse seatmate, maybe, than Pooja. What's your worst seatmate story?
Yeah, maybe not on a plane. It could be anywhere. Maybe you're in a movie theater. It could be any story involving a seatmate. Please make me feel better.
Give us a call. 416-872-2434. What's your worst seatmate story? 416-872-CHFI.
Yo!
traffic. I'm Eva Fragiscados. On the eastbound 401 from Harmony all the way through to Curtis, all lanes are still shut down. That's because of a collision. The southbound Harmony ramp to the east 401 also closed off. It's quite jammed up in that area from approaching Stevenson. Eastbound Bloor also slow now from Ritson to east of Harmony as people use that as an alternate route. West QEW approaching Bronte, we've got two right lanes closed off because of debris. And in the Caledon area, we have a closure on Beech Grove Side Road from Maine to Porterfield because of the Canadian Open. No matter if it's a tree, fence, pool, or deck, always click before you dig. It's free and it's the law. Visit OntarioOneCall.ca.
Here at 98.1 CHFI, we're about to make a big mistake. It'll be public.
Public.
It'll be frequent. Frequent.
And it will win you free cash. Are you in?
At CHFI, we don't typically repeat the same song twice between 9 and 5, but we might do it only so you can win free cash.
I can win free cash!
If you catch us repeating any song weekdays between 9 and 5, call 416-872-2434 and you could win instant cash.
And a shot at $25,000.
Oh my God!
Keep CHFI on during the day, because you never know when we make that mistake.
No way!
It's the CHFI $25,000 no repeat guarantee. Only on 98.1 CHFI.
I love your motorized window coverings.
Thanks. I got them made by Linen Chest, and now their Hunter Douglas blinds and shades are on sale.
Really? How does it work?
For absolutely no charge, their experienced specialists will visit your home, show you samples, measure your windows, and give you a quote. They even have a one-year lowest price policy guarantee and will install whenever it's convenient.
Amazing! I'm calling Linen Chest.
Yes, call or go to linenchest.com to book your free consultation. It's so easy.
Stuck in Toronto traffic? Here's something that moves faster, a loan from iCash.ca. Imagine applying online, getting an instant decision, and funding by e-transfer in 2 minutes 24/7. By the time you've moved 3 car lengths on the expressway, you've got your cash. Yep, iCash is that fast. And iCash accepts all credit scores and all sources of income, whether it's cash, grocery, rent, or emergency expenses. Apply today, get funded today. iCash.ca.
It's spring, or as I call it, Jiffy season, which means there's so much to do around my home. As if I don't have enough on my plate, my washing machine decided to quit on me mid-cycle. So I opened the Jiffy app, and within seconds, I was matched with Mike, who showed up that day and got it fixed before I could even panic. And now I'm back to my long list of spring to-dos, which you already know Jiffy will be taken care of. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code CHFI for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
At Reliance Home Comfort, we treat you the way we want to be treated. Not in the spa day, cucumbers on the eyelids kind of way. More in the saving you time by calling ahead and saving you money by offering a heat pump for less than the price of an air conditioner kind of way. It's how we've earned over 150,000 five-star reviews. So, to get a heat pump for less than an air conditioner, call on the team proudly serving Canadian communities for over 60 years.
Call on Reliance.
Conditions apply. See website for details.
Thanks to IKEA, my bedroom feels extra sleepy. These new blackout curtains keep it extra dark, and my new duvet keeps me extra cozy. But it also made my nighttime extra boring, because the monster under my bed is sleeping better too. Hey, buddy, wake up. Hey.
Don't scare me like that. What are you trying to do to me? Jeez.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show. Sounds fun.
98.1 CHFI.
Okay, so Pooja just shared what I'm going to say is probably the worst seatmate situation on an airplane I've ever heard from someone I actually know. And we're looking for your worst seatmate stories. You can give us a call, 416-872-CHFI. We're getting to your calls after Pitbull and Neil.
Some
and make love to you endless. It's insane the way the name growing, money keep flowing. Hustlers moving silent, so I'm tiptoeing. So keep blowing, I got it locked up like Lindsay Lohan. Put it on my life, baby. I'm gonna get feel right, baby. Can't promise tomorrow, but I promise tonight.
Excuse me, excuse me. And I might drink a little more than I should tonight. And I might take you home with me if I could tonight. And baby, I'ma make you feel so good tonight. Cause we might not get tomorrow. Top of your girl. What I'm involved with is deeper than the Masons, baby, baby, and it ain't no secret. My family's from Cuba, but I'm an American idol, getting money like secrets. Put it on my life, baby. I make it feel right, baby. Can't promise tomorrow, but I promise tonight, darling. Excuse me, and I might drink a little more than I should tonight. And I might take you home with me if I could tonight. And baby, I'ma make you feel so good tonight. Might not get tomorrow.
Right now, 18 degrees, getting up to 30 with sunshine.
Now back to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
98.1 CHFI.
So I had a pretty horrible seatmate story. I can't say it's ever happened to me before. Traveling on an 8-hour flight back home from Spain to Toronto. And got the person sitting beside me who just had the worst BO. They were letting them rip. I'll let you fill in the blanks of what that was. Took their socks off as soon as they sat down.
They were passing gas to the point where you could hear it and smell it.
And it was constant for 8 hours.
That's rough, man. Like, that's the worst seatmate story I've ever heard from anyone I know personally. Like, you've heard weird stuff on social media or on the news. This is the worst story I've ever heard from anyone I personally know.
At this point, I was like, just put me beside the bathroom in the back. That would even be better than this, because the trifecta is, it's too much for one person.
Were you on the inside too?
I was on the inside.
So you're trapped. You can't even like lean into the aisle. You're trapped.
I was wearing a hoodie, so I put my hoodie over my head and I like tied it tight and then I put the blanket over my face.
How did he not clue into this?
He's like, hey, it's Cartman sitting beside me.
This is South Park.
Like, pick up the signals, man. We want to know if you have a bad seatmate story. By the way, before we get to it, Michelle texting in going, that's awful, Pooja. I don't think I'd ever want to take a flight ever again. My husband once had a lady behind him kicking the seat, like a full-grown adult.
Oh, no.
And then she put her bare feet on the armrest.
No!
And another person giving you advice here, Pooja, saying, airplane situation, this is why I always point the vent toward my nose.
Oh, I didn't even think about the vents.
Yeah, just have that air blasting at your face.
Oh, that would have been a smart idea. I think I just didn't want to move from my position because I was like, this smells so bad. All right. Can you share your story? What's your worst seatmate story? Let's go to Margo in Toronto.
Yes, I do. Well, I think it was worse. I was on the plane and a woman sat down beside me and she had a big box of chocolates. And it was a 5-hour flight, and she ate the chocolate slowly, and she kept humming the whole time.
Wait, did you say humming?
Humming, but loudly.
So she's just crushing chocolate and humming.
And humming, and she was enjoying herself.
Did she offer you some chocolate?
No, she didn't.
What kind of chocolate?
Cherries. Ew. Inside chocolate.
Okay. I mean, there's a part of me that's actually like, I love that she was in her happy place and having chocolates and like humming, but I can see as a seatmate, that's not fun.
Was she at least a good like hummer? Like, could you play Name That Tune? Where you're like, oh yeah, I know that song. No?
No.
Margo, thank you. That does make me feel better.
That's good. Have a happy day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Humming and eating chocolates is such a weird...
I would take humming and chocolate over what I experience any day.
Still way better. Okay, Bindi and Markham texting in say, one time I paid extra for the exit row, and this man sat beside me, took his shoes and socks off, like your situation, and then his wife, who was sitting behind him, kept proceeding to pass him food through the headrest gap between us the whole 8-hour flight.
Oh, that's bad. Okay, that's bad.
I would have taken some of that food.
Yes, please. No, thank you. I'm allergic. Do you have something else back there?
And to make it even weirder, they were chocolate covered cherries. Okay, no, that part.
And I humming
up.
Too, yeah. Right?
Did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. I think I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. 'Cause to you, dreaming your way, wishing that the heroes so truly exist. I cry watching the days. Could you see I'm up to you in so many ways? But to you, all my senses, that is just so pathetic.
That's Britney Spears. So Pooja just shared her horrible flight experience home. You were stuck beside a guy with BO, took his shoes and socks off, and then proceeded to pass gas the entire flight audibly. And
8 hours. Eight hours of it, and it didn't get better.
Love this text from Connie, a friend of the show, texting in. Says, poor you, Pooja. At least it's an oxygen mask if you need it. Can you imagine oxygen mask drop down? You're just taking an oxygen and he still doesn't glue in. It's just your eyes and an oxygen mask.
And then the flight attendant's like, ma'am, that's meant for an emergency. This is an emergency.
Oh, gosh. We are still waiting to hear Shawn Mendes, by the way. Text tickets and your full name to 981-981 when you hear Shawn Mendes. Right now, here's Eva.
Hey, good morning. Double the duties on Canadian steel and aluminum are now in effect. It comes after U.S. President Trump signed an executive order yesterday escalating the levies on imports from Canada from 25 to 50%. Canadian steel and aluminum industries say doubling the tariffs will have a devastating impact. A shooting in Toronto's Lawrence Heights neighborhood has left one man dead and five others injured. Police say it happened just after 8:30 last night and there were multiple suspects. The victims range in age from 18 to 40. On X, Mayor Olivia Chow says she was disturbed by the news. Police are asking witnesses to come forward. Wildfire-affected areas in Manitoba and Saskatchewan likely won't get much rain in the coming days. The Manitoba government says while some wet weather was expected across the northern part of the province, it wouldn't be enough to significantly suppress the wildfires. More than 30,000 people in those provinces have been forced to leave their homes. In sports, it's the Oilers and Panthers for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight at 8, and the Jays lost to the Phillies 8-3. They play again tonight. CHFI weather. Today, hot, humid, hazy, with a risk of late day storms, a high of 30, Humidex 35. Tonight, chance of showers, low of 17. And on Thursday, cloudy with showers and a high of 22. Right now, it's 16 degrees. We've got ongoing problems eastbound on the 401 from Harmony to Curtis. All lanes still completely shut down for a collision. It's jammed up from Stevenson. The southbound Harmony ramp to the east 401 is also shut down. So you do want to plan an alternate route through there this morning. On the westbound 401, typical volume delays out of Durham Region towards Scarborough. And it looks like we still have West QEW approaching Bronte. Some debris in the two right lanes. Markham and Lawrence traffic lights are still flashing.
You call me senorita. I 98.1
CHFI.
So that was Shawn Mendes.
Yeah, we asked you to text us tickets and your full name to 981-981 if you want to go see him September 28th at the Budweiser stage. And guess what? We're calling our winner next.
Woohoo!
Coming to the Budweiser stage September 28th. This is for the first time ever that he's playing the Budweiser stage. So it's going to be an intimate concert.
Mm-hmm.
The tickets actually don't go on sale to the public till tomorrow. And we are giving away a pair right now.
Oh, yeah. What's better than getting them before the public? Getting them before the public for free. And we got so many texts that came in. We're calling right now Danuta Popowitz from Mississauga. Danuta, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Well, are you just on your way to work? What are you doing?
I'm working for LCBO.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you're on the way. Do you work at like a physical location?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm driving at the store. I'm working on the store.
Okay. I feel like Danuta's like, don't ask me any more follow-up questions. I'm not telling you which branch, which location. Yeah.
Although Pooja is requesting some peach schnapps. Could you please get Pooja some peach schnapps? She's back in high school.
Okay.
So Danuta, are you a big fan of Shawn Mendes?
Oh, yes. Me and especially my daughter.
Oh, how old's your daughter?
21. Okay, and so you guys both enjoy Shawn Mendes together.
Yes, we will.
I love when parents and kids find an artist that they can bond over. Yeah. Like, I think that's just so special. Like when an artist or a musician sort of brings you together.
Oh yes,
that's so nice. Okay, so does your daughter even know that you've entered in this contest? Or?
No, she doesn't. She's in Australia at the moment, so. That would be a nice surprise for her.
She's in Australia. Is there any chance she's going to be back in Canada in, like, late September?
Yeah, she will be.
Oh, nice. Well, guess what, Danuta? You get to surprise her with those tickets because you are going to see Shawn Mendes on September 28th.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Pooja and Gardeep show. Yes, you're going to have so much fun.
What's your daughter's name, Danuta?
Victoria.
You and Victoria have the best time seeing Shawn Mendes September 28th at Budweiser stage. Thank you for listening to the show.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you. I love your show.
Eastbound on the 401 from Harmony to Curtis. Unfortunately, all lanes are still blocked through there because of a collision. It's causing a jam up from Stevenson, and then the eastbound Bloor from Ritson to east of Harmony. That's also slow as people use that route as an alternate. Westbound 401, just typical volume there. Same with the Gardner east and westbound. Typical volume delays on both of those routes. And it looks like we still have ongoing issues on Highway 50 at Countryside. Now until Wednesday, visit Shoppers Drug Mart for the bonus redemption event and get more for your points. Offer valid in-store and online.
The Pooja and Gardeep Show.
Sounds fun.
98.1 CHFI.
Good morning. So remember the lucky loony ahead of the 2002 Olympics? The Edmonton Oilers have a little something that may be tipping the scales in their favor ahead of game one tonight. I'll tell you what that is after Craig Smart.
You're beautiful, more beautiful than the first day we met. It's magical, and I love you more each day with every breath. When I look at you, I can see forever in your eyes. When I fell for you, you caught me like I was a falling star. And you know it's true, I want to be with you no matter where you are. I already knew that we were always meant to be. Superwoman in so many ways. Powerful, you're a vision of what perfect is to me. And you do it all with a smile upon your face. Yeah. And I promise you, I'll never ever make you cry. And tell the truth, we'll never ever speak one lie. Comes naturally to me. I don't even have to try. It flows effortlessly. I knew right when I saw you that we were meant to be, baby. You're everything to me. Loving you is just like a sweet melody. It comes to me so naturally. It's easier than 1, 2, 3.
Daily Double
with Pooja and Gurdeep.
All right, we got two stories you need to know.
What do you got?
Okay, you want me to go first here? Here we go. Okay, the Stanley Cup Finals start tonight. Do you remember the Lucky Looney ahead of the 2002 Salt Lake City Olympics?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they buried like a Looney in center ice. And then, of course, the women's team and the men's team for Canada went on to win gold. It becomes this beautiful folklore story. You can call this a modern and creative adaptation of that, and I love it. So the Oilers host the Panthers. Game one tonight of the Stanley Cup Finals on Sportsnet and Sportsnet Plus. You know, Canadian team hasn't won the Stanley Cup in 32 years. It's been a while. It's overdue. So this is cool. Rogers went around the country and collected ice from the hometown rinks of six prominent Canadian Edmonton Oilers. Connor McDavid, Evander Kane, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Darnell Nurse, Stuart Skinner, and Calvin Pickard. They got all this ice. They collected it from these six rinks across Canada and brought it to Rogers' place in Edmonton where the Oilers play. And they combined it with the NHL ice surface. So
that's so cool.
Isn't it so cool? So on the ice tonight that the Oilers will be skating on against the Panthers, there's ice from the Magna Center in Newmarket where Connor McDavid grew up playing, the North Shore Winter Club in Vancouver, BC, where Evander Kane grew up playing, the Harry Howell Twin Pad Arena in Hamilton, Ontario, where Darnell Nurse grew up playing, the Burnaby Winter Club in Burnaby, BC, where Ryan Nugent-Hopkins grew up playing, Confederation Arena at Edmonton, Stuart Skinner, and The Rink in Winnipeg, Manitoba, where Calvin Pickard grew
up
playing.
What a great Canadian feel-good story. This is where you forget your team and everybody just roots for Canada at this point, right?
Absolutely. And I think this stuff will go down in folklore if the Oilers can, crossing fingers, pull it out.
Okay. That was heartwarming. This is not. have you heard of recession nails?
Recession nails?
Recession
like
nails.
Actual fingernails?
Yes. TikTok is calling it recession nails. And according to TikTokers, short, understated nails are in, and more expensive long nails and gel extensions are out this year. As one TikToker put it, these are low maintenance nails for the recession. Now, obviously, we know like beauty trends can't actually be a recession indicator, but I do think it speaks to where people's minds are at in terms of priorities. Maybe not spending that money on these extra things. Like
right.
One woman said she spends $150 on fresh gel nails every month that she stopped doing, saving a lot of money. She
right.
used to do it for Christmas, Halloween, Valentine's Day. That's out. And now it's all just about being more practical with your money. So if you see more and more people with maybe like the
basic nails,
recession nails, you'll know what it's about.
This actually makes a lot of sense because when times are tight, you're trying to cut back disposable income. That feels like one of the first things you're going to cut, the nails.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, when you said recession nails, I thought it meant like chewed up nails because people are nervous, money's getting tight, and they're just chewing up their fingernails.
That too.
Those are, like Black Monday nails, or that's like
you hear the word tariffs?
Stock market crash
yeah,
nails.
Then yeah, then those are your nails.
I got tariff toenails.
Ew. Cardigans, Love Pool on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show, and we are not too far away from Can't Beat Gurdeep. Do you get nervous, like, ahead of the gameplay, or, like, you just, like, bring it? I can do this.
Just bring it. I mean, I think the first couple weeks we launched the game, like 4 years ago, I was a little nervous to, like, you know, actually get out to a good start.
You're not nervous? You're giving $1,000 away of your money?
Well, I mean, when you put it like that. No, you know what? I think I lost twice in, like, a four-day span, like 3 weeks ago. I think I was nervous for, like, the game after that. Because
they got in your head, didn't they?
Yeah, I'm like, I've lost twice in 4 days. Like, I can't lose three times in a week. That's insane. So I think I was a little, I don't know if nervous is the right word, but just, like, attuned. Like, really dialed in, like, focused.
Okay.
Sometimes my mind can drift when you're talking.
I'm going to do this. What? Wait a minute.
That was such a delayed reaction, double take.
You don't hang off of every word?
That was like when a cartoon runs off a cliff and keeps running and doesn't realize there's no ground beneath them.
At least I caught it. Means I sometimes listen too. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to just put this out there. If you know somebody, or if you are somebody who's like a trivia buff, you're one of those people, you go to like trivia nights at the bar and you every time you come out a winner, that's who I want to hear from. I want you to text WIN and your full name to 981981. Now, you are beatable by everyday people, so it's also possible, but I kind of want to guarantee a win.
Okay, thanks, Mark Messier. It's not happening.
Okay, text WIN and your full name to 981981. Call your friends. You know those people. Call them. Tell them to text us.
Good luck with that.
We usually don't repeat a single song between 9 and 5. But today, we'll do it.
When you hear it, call 416-872-2434.
Be caller 16 and win instant cash.
And a chance at $25,000.
It's CHFI's $25,000 no repeat guarantee.
98.1 CHFI.
So a couple years ago, my entire extended family and I took a trip to St. John's, Newfoundland. It's been on my bucket list for as long as I can remember. So we finally did it. We have such a beautiful country that so many of us have yet to explore. And we found so many hidden gems, like Pooch Cove, where we stayed and took in some beautiful whale watching right from our balcony. We stayed at an Airbnb big enough for my large family. And while we were exploring the beauty of St. John's, back home in Toronto, all our homes were sitting empty, except for mine. I decided to host my space on Airbnb to make a little extra cash and to help with some of the travel expenses. It was a win-win. And if hosting seems like a lot, Airbnb recently introduced the co-host network. You can hire a local, vetted, and quality co-host to help out with hosting. That's from creating the listing, managing your reservations, and even helping with decor. They've made it so much easier. It's a great time to host. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
It's back. And it's big. Monster Days at Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments. We're roaring for the whole month of June with all sorts of in-store and online specials. And 6 months no-interest financing. Plus, special events every Saturday, including half-price rental day and customer appreciation day. Monster Days, all month long, only at Long & McQuaid.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
Go to longandmcquaid.com to find out more.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Lunch just got better at Kelsey's. Prior $13.99 flatbread duos, plus new brunch menu. Sizzling steak and eggs, avocado toast and classic breakfast sandwich. Don't forget $5 mimosas and Caesars at Kelsey's, the original Roadhouse. Taxes extra, must be legal drinking age. Dine in only at participating restaurants from open till 3.
Hey, is that a new air conditioner?
Yep, I got a cool deal from Atlas Care Heating and Air Conditioning. No interest and no payments till next summer.
What's the catch?
No catch, no interest, no payments for 12 months. So I'm staying cool and saving money.
Thanks for the tip.
No problem, but this limited time offer ends June 30th, so you better hurry.
Feel right at home. Atlas Care.
Call Atlas Care today and let the pros in the green trucks save you big bucks.
Ontario invites you to take a stand for our home by discovering our home. Come stand on the shield of Canada. Stand under the endless stars and northern lights. Stand with both feet planted in our parks or beside friends and family at a brewery or vineyard. But most of all, stand proud for Ontario. our home like no other. Discover your next adventure at DestinationOntario.com. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
At the National Bank Open, presented by Rogers, athletes play hard. But fans play harder. Welcome to the tennis playground. Get your tickets now at nationalbankopen.com.
Looking for that perfect Father's Day gift? Check out SportChek's Big Check event on now. Join us live on location this Saturday, June 7th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at SportChek, 162 North Queen Street. Score savings up to 60% off on amazing deals in golf, cycling, pickleball, running shoes, and so much more. Whether you're gearing up for summer adventures or finding something special for dad, SportChek's got you covered. The Big Check event on now until June 18th. SportChek. Say it with sport.
On the heels of a sold-out North American tour, four-time Juno Award winner, Lights. Hitting OLG stage at Falls View Casino, Saturday, September 20th, with very special guest, Felix Cartel. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Lights, with very special guest, Felix Cartel. Saturday, September 20th, OLG stage at Falls View Casino.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock and it is going to be warm today. 30 degrees. Going to feel even warmer with the Humidex. Here's Eva.
Good morning. Tariffs on steel and aluminum imports to the U.S. have doubled. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order hiking up the levies from 25% to 50% for Canada and many other countries. Prime Minister Mark Carney calls the tariffs unlawful and unjustified and says his government is working to have them lifted. The Bank of Canada is set to make an interest rate announcement this morning as trade tensions continue with the U.S. Economists expect the central bank to leave its policy rate unchanged at 2.75%. The Bank of Canada has said it would be less forward-looking for the time being because of the uncertainty with the U.S. The hit movie musical Wicked is returning.